Chicago restaurants slowly opening back up. Only patio dining right now. Let's welcome in our great friend from Chicago Cut Steakhouse. It is David Flom. Finally, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great today, Pete. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I was there Wednesday evening. I was trying to explain how happy everyone was. I mean, there was a nice buzz on Wednesday night.
Yeah, you know, it was almost as good as the Bears winning the 85 championship, but a close second.
Oh, almost. Just close. How excited was your staff, first of all, to come back to work?
You know, it was great. The day before we opened on Tuesday, we called them at about 9 o'clock. By 10 o'clock, we had finished calling everybody on the list, and I walked out to unlock the front door, and there was already about 50 of them sitting outside. They were so excited. I told them not to come till 2, but they were ready to get going. So, I mean, just so phenomenal to see the energy, the love going on for our industry and our city to come back.
Well, we didn't know at that point because of last weekend with the riots and the looting. We didn't know what the mayor's decision was going to be. And she said, OK, we're going to open up on Wednesday. And your restaurant was not touched. Is that right?
Yeah, we were very, very blessed that nothing happened to our restaurant. The building that we are in did have some spray painting going on the windows and a couple windows broken, but we were blessed that the restaurant did not get touched. And literally one of maybe two I know of in all of River North that didn't get touched.
Wow.
So quite tragic for our industry, quite tragic because it will take these people months to get things back up and going so they can get open. And we're already in a crisis time to begin with, so really tough times.
Well, David, you know, I saw Sam there the other night, the head of the Restaurants Association in Illinois, and he had a stat. He told me, he said, listen, we're going to lose a lot of these restaurants. I think he said, is it 25% because of the pandemic?
Yeah, you know, the estimates are somewhere between 15% and 25% that total restaurants will close.
Wow.
Just because, you know, it's very hard for a restaurant to stay closed for 4 months to begin with and operate at 50% for four more months. And meanwhile, you've got to pay rent, you've got to pay employees, you've got to pay insurance and things of that nature. And so unless you're going full steam, it's, you know, really challenging to keep the business going. Restaurants in general run on fairly small margins, so there's just not a lot of extra margin there to keep something afloat.
We're talking with David Flom from Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Okay, explain the new normal to people. It's only patio dining right now. What are people going to see when they come into the city? What are they going to see? How can they dine?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously it's still great to be outside. I'm looking at people sitting on our patio right now in beautiful sunshine. Obviously, when they arrive, they need to arrive with a mask on. Once they're on property, they have to wear the mask until they're sitting at the table. If they do get up from the table and go to the washroom, they have to put their mask back on. The servers and the staff of the restaurant are all wearing masks full time. The kitchen employees are wearing gloves. The tables outside on the patio are 6 feet apart from each other. Obviously, it's been stated that it's better to dine outside than inside, hence why the mayor made this decision.
Right.
And there's other little things, like we're bringing water to you in a bottle, and you pour your own water, so there's less touch between the staff and the things that you're consuming from. We have, you know, the guys in the kitchen are the only one person is touching the plates, putting them on a tray, then carrying them. So there's not multiple people touching stuff here. We're trying to minimize how much touch there really is going on. And if there is touch, that we're using gloves at those points and stuff like that. Sanitizer, when we spray down tables, we're using 70% alcohol sanitizer to make sure everything's clean. Silverware goes, obviously, through a high-temp wash to make sure that that's sanitized and clean.
Right.
So a lot of extra steps just to be smart and safe, and they're great steps that will probably stick with us for life. So, you know, and it's just a matter of minimizing this as much as we can so there's, you know, no issues.
I know. I know you had a few months to put this together, but the staff shows up this week. You have to educate the staff and say, this is the new normal. This is what we're going to be doing moving forward.
Right. And, you know, obviously everyone's been washing hands at home, so that wasn't, terribly hard. And, everybody gets it. They're going to be safer for themselves if they're going and washing their hands every 10, 15 minutes just to be safe as well. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad that people have experienced that at home and they've carried it here forward into the restaurant. So we're just trying to be, as safe and healthy as we can for everybody that wants to come in and dine.
Boy, you've had some great weather, too.
There's
finally something good happening.
There's somebody up above, whoever your God is. That guy's a great guy this week. There's no question about that.
And by the way, you have umbrellas if it does rain.
If it does rain, we do have umbrellas. We do have a little covered area. Thank God we haven't had to deal with that yet, because there's lots of people that want to come down and get outside and feel social. It's really fantastic to watch people look at other people because they haven't done it for 3 or 4 months. And so I'm sure there'll be plenty of comedians doing specials on how to act during a pandemic.
Oh, yeah. What have you heard about the restaurant dining rooms opening up? Are we looking at the end of summer? Are we looking at 2 weeks? Are we looking at a month? When?
The latest statement by the mayor was that this is going to happen in phase four, which is tentatively scheduled to happen on June 26th. It would be a 50% opening in the dining room. So basically every other table, 6 feet apart, similar situation as outside.
Okay.
And then, we're technically scheduled to get to phase five come September. Where at that point we would start looking at going above 50% and getting those numbers back up. Obviously, there's so many variables in this equation. Who knows what right. each day is going to bring? So we'll just take it day by day and away we go.
Well, how does it work at the bar in the restaurant? Is the bar open? The bar's not going to be open when they finally do open the restaurant.
Right. So the bar will probably be the last thing to open in the restaurant. And, we've seen a lot of people going for mental health to get through that part of the restaurant, but going to be fine. They're going to be fine.
Definitely so. And what a beautiful day today. How many are on the patio right now?
Oh, we've got about 140 people sitting on the patio right now.
Wow.
All well spaced apart. The great thing about a pandemic is that nobody knows what day and what time it is, so people kind of, it's not like before everyone ate at noon and 7. Now people just eat at 2, 3, 4.
It's like Vegas. You don't know what time it is.
Right, which is fantastic. As our friend Sebastian Maniscalco said to me yesterday in a text, I'm pretty sure the rioters have killed coronavirus because it seems like everyone's back out.
Oh, boy. And how's your partner, Matty Moore, doing? Was he climbing the wall staying at home?
He's doing great. He's so excited to be able to talk to people again, being a strong Irishman. That's part of his workout every day. And it's so great to see him alive and sparkling, welcoming everyone back to the restaurant.
Well, welcome back, and I'll see you again soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Pete. Have a great day, buddy.
That is David Flom from Chicago Cut Steakhouse. And, yeah, they had a nice little crowd on Wednesday. Good stuff. ChicagoCutSteakhouse.com.